there are no really good atlases of P wave morphology associated with initiation of activation from various sites in the atria. But as a rule, one cannot look at the P wave morphology and be sure where the rhythm is coming from, with a very few exceptions. One is with a negative P wave in lead one, that always means that the atria are being activated initially from the left atrium. And the second is the so-called dome and dart P wave in lead V1, which also means the atria being activated inferiorly in the left atrium. Apart from that, one really cannot look at the P waves and tell where the rhythm is coming from. It's very hard to look at the electrocardiogram and even a Holter monitor and really tell the nature of the rhythm unless one sees its onset. When one sees its onset, if the rhythm is initiated by a premature atrial beat, then it is very unlikely for it to be some form of abnormal automaticity. In fact, it cannot be a form of abnormal automaticity. However, if it is initiated with a premature beat, it can be either reentrant or triggered, and of course both those mechanisms apply to atrial tachycardias.